Olympic greetings to all our Voice of America listeners. This is VOA's Sonny Young. Welcome to a special Olympic edition of the Sunny Side of Sports. Joining us now from Rio de Janeiro, Brazil, is our friend Luis Piazzet. Sporty Olympic greetings, Luis.
What Olympic greetings, Sonny. After an Olympic great Wednesday in more than one sense, on this Thursday the sun rose shining as typical in Rio. Although the weather is still reluctant and had stopped competitions more than once due to windy and raining conditions, a singular star went up on the top of the podium. The American cyclist Christine Armstrong. Christine received an early birthday present on her 43rd anniversary on Wednesday when she won her third consecutive gold medal in the women's individual time trial event. After winning the gold in 2008, she retired, but came back to the Olympics in London 2012 to win a second gold, and retired once again. Only 18 months ago, she decided to compete in Rio. We asked her to describe what it is like to win this unique three straight gold medals.
I can't even describe in words. You know, you go into it as an athlete, and you've already ended the sport twice on what I would consider the pinnacle of sport, which is the top step, and people have asked me for the last 18 months, why in the heck would I ever take the risk of coming back for a third gold medal? And I think that the best answer I have is because I can, and I showed it today that it only matters your result on one day. And today was a day the stars were aligned. I had my team behind me. Everything was detailed out. I was in top form.
So the USA is still holding the number one place on the medal board with 32 medals. Meanwhile, the host country is after medals to add to its two so far. While the soccer Brazilian team frustrated the entire country in its two first matches, last night scored 4-1 in the nets of the Denmark and became number one in its group, going to the next phase of the tournament with chances of gold. Today, the eyes are on the green water of the Olympic swimming pool. After the organizers took 3 days to figure out, it is the photosynthesis in live organisms that give the apparent green color to the water due to a malfunctioning of treatment, mechanical and chemical. It was told to athletes that it is not dangerous to their health. While the Brazilian veteran swimmer Thiago Pereira will be in another swimming pool, as they say, with blue water, due to its tiles, competing the finals of 200 meters medley the fourth time, next to the phenomenal Michael Phelps. As the weather deteriorated again during this morning in Rio, since yesterday the National Force, heavily armed, is chasing suspects of shooting in the Slam of Maré, precisely in the Vila do João. It is an old slam built by the federal government in 1982, initially with 1,500 small, modest individual dueling, today with three times more, and it is part of a complex slam called Favela da Maré. Yes, the federal government built part of the slam. Yesterday, a patrol of the National Force protecting the Olympic family went in the favela by accident and was welcomed with machine gun shooting. Three soldiers were wounded, one severely on the head. I'm Luis Piazzet for the Sunny Side of Sports in Rio de Janeiro.
Obrigado, Luis. We heard from birthday girl Kristen Armstrong in Luis's report. While Kristen won cycling gold in the women's individual time trial, top honors in the hilly 54.5-kilometer men's time trial went to Swiss cyclist Fabian Cancellara. You might say it was a golden farewell for the 35-year-old Cancellara, who is planning to retire after winning his third Olympic medal.
Well, it's quite special. I mean, it's an amazing day. I mean, after 16 years, in my last season for my retirement to reach a gold medal. I mean, I won a gold in Beijing already at the Olympics and a silver as well. And now, I mean, yeah, it's just a fantastic day. I'm just happy, proud. Yeah, just amazing.
Fabian Cancellara is nicknamed Spartacus, an amazing gladiator who, I'm guessing, received a hero's welcome or two way back when. Well, this cycling Spartacus received a hero's welcome at the House of Switzerland in Rio de Janeiro on Wednesday evening. And Cancellara was asked where this second Olympic gold medal rates in his great career.
Everything is special. I mean, everything I won in my career is somehow made in an amazing way, in different ways. And of course, the Olympics, it is the highest sports event you can participate. So after the gold medal I had already, reaching this and going through so many different years with up and downs, and then you come to your last season, to your last weeks and days and months of a sports athlete, and coming home or going home with that, I mean, to reach this is just more than that what you want. I mean, I cannot have more than that.
Olympic cycling champion Fabian Cancellara of Switzerland speaking in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. One of the real feel-good stories at the Rio Games is the first Olympic refugee team. The 10 refugee athletes walked behind the Olympic flag when they participated in the opening ceremony in Rio August 5th, and they received loud applause from the crowd. One Olympic reporter said the only team receiving more cheers during the Parade of Nations was host Brazil. And one Olympic fan who is putting his hands together for the Olympic refugee team is vacationing U.S. President Barack Obama.
No matter where you're from, with determination and discipline, there's nothing you can't achieve. That idea that you can succeed no matter where you're from is especially true this year. We'll cheer on athletes on the first ever Olympic refugee team. 10 competitors from the Congo, Ethiopia, South Sudan, and Syria who personify endurance.
Voice of America!
Listen to VOA's program lineup live anytime, day or night. Pick out your favorite shows and listen anytime you want. Download our podcasts. Check VOA mobile from your cell phone. Subscribe to VOA Newsfeed. VOAnews.com.
VOA!
I encourage our VOA listeners to check out the Sunny Side of Sports Facebook page. The address is facebook.com/VOAsunny. Once again, that address, facebook.com/VOAsunny. You'll see photos and videos, and you can post your comments. So check out the Sunny Side of Sports Facebook page.
Voice of America!
American swimmers continue to make a big splash at the Olympic pool in Rio. Joining us now with an update is Jonah Haskell. Sporty Olympic greetings, Jonah.
Sporty Olympic greetings, Sunny. Yes, American swimmers are making a huge splash in Rio as they have dominated race after race, winning at least bronze in 18 of 20 events so far. As of the end of competition on Wednesday, Team USA had won 8 gold medals, 5 silvers, and 8 bronzes in the pool for a total of 21 overall. No other country has more than Australia's 7, 3 of which are gold, and the USA's 21 medals from swimming count for more than 2/3 of their overall medal count of 32, which currently leads the field. The Americans have been led in the pool by the greatest swimmer of all time, Michael Phelps, and by 19-year-old Katie Ledecky. Ledecky helped Team USA win the 4x200-meter relay on Wednesday night as she entered the pool for the last leg almost a full second behind the Australian team, but made up the deficit and then some to comfortably capture the gold. It was Ledecky's third time on top of the podium in Rio, as she also won the 200 and 400-meter freestyle races. Michael Phelps, on the other hand, has won three golds as well in Rio, triumphing over South African rival Chad Leclos in the 200-meter butterfly and combining with teammates to win the 4x100 and 4x200 freestyle relays. Phelps now has 21 Olympic gold medals and 25 overall, a record medal count that's higher than even some countries have in their entire Olympic history. And while those are the two standouts, other American swimmers have also done great. 23-year-old Maya Dorado has three medals to her name, one gold from the 4x200-meter freestyle relay, the same one that Ledecky swam in, and one silver from the 400-meter individual medley, as well as one bronze from the 200-meter individual medley. While Leah Smith has managed to get herself on the podium twice, once with the gold in that 4x200-meter relay, and once with bronze in the 400-meter freestyle. Lily King has also captured a gold for herself, and on Wednesday night, Josh Preneau reeled in a silver in the 200-meter breaststroke. This level of success isn't unprecedented for U.S. swimming. In London 4 years ago, the United States had the same number of gold medals and only three less overall at this point in the Games. And in the history of American swimmers, they have dominated at the Olympics going way back to 1972, when Mark Spitz won seven golds in the pool. There are still two more days of swimming events in Rio, and the U.S. is expected to add to their haul. Katie Ledecky is projected to win at least one more gold, and Phelps could also medal a couple times. Today's finals include the women's 100-meter freestyle and the men's 200-meter backstroke and the 200-meter individual medley. And you can be confident that at least one American will be on the podium after each of those.
Thanks, Jonah. Jonah Haskell reporting on the dominating U.S. Olympic swim team. Earlier in the show, Luis Piazzet mentioned the green water in the Olympic swimming pool. As Luis said, the Olympic swimmers have been told it's not dangerous to their health. Meanwhile, it's no secret that the quality of the ocean and bay waters where some of the Rio Olympic sporting events are taking place are far from ideal. Officials and athletes are trying not to let it become an issue. VOA's Park Brewer reports from Rio de Janeiro.
I think most of them will probably wear earplugs and take, you know, the precautions that they can in advance with any kind of prophylactic drugs that, you know, are coming out to prevent any kind of diseases from coming through. But to tell you the truth, I've been in this game since the 70s, and we've seen a lot of events through the last 40, 50 years in much, much worse water quality than this.
We have to handle with this. We clean our hands, we take showers, we took all the steps to prevent illness. And actually, it's for everybody the same, and we will not think about this during sailing.
Especially it's for the mind, it's important to stay flexible. That's the most important, not to get angry because of this. Of course, it's there, the rubbish and everything, and everyone can hit something. It's just really, it's like that, and you need to be flexible.
Jonah Haskell mentioned Michael Phelps as one of the top performing swimmers for the USA at the Rio Games. And Jonah, to think that Phelps made his Olympic debut way back in 2000 in Sydney, Australia. This is his fifth Olympics. He's still winning medals. Did you think that he would perform the way he has in Rio?
You know, I wasn't as confident as I think maybe some people were, because I think a lot of people don't realize Phelps retired between the 2012 Olympics and between now. He actually dropped out and didn't swim for a full year before deciding to come back and compete again. So I thought that, you know, maybe he would be, you know, a little bit out of shape, or, you know, obviously he'd had 2 years to train for it, but it's training to be an Olympic swimmer. And, you know, he's really old now. He's up there. He's 32, 33 years old, I think.
31.
Yeah, so I've honestly been surprised by him that he could, you know, be this old and also retire, come back, and be as competitive as he's been. One thing that I did hear is back when he was younger, he used to swim a lot of races that were about endurance. Well, this time he's aiming at trying to win golds in sort of in shorter races where it's more about power, because now that he's older, he can't keep up, you know, that ridiculous speed that he can get up to for quite as long. So maybe that explains his success, but I've definitely been surprised pleasantly.
I know some of the younger swimmers on the USA, they clearly look up to Phelps. Some have said that they remember watching him on TV when they were just, you know, little toddlers almost. So do you see him as a mentor for this Olympic team?
Yeah, I think definitely. I've heard people talking about him and fellow swimmer Ryan Lochte as the old guys on the team. And I think he's definitely, you know, having experience from being at four previous Olympics, winning 20, 21 gold medals. That's pretty invaluable to have on your swim team to, you know, pass on that experience and sort of just Olympic know-how onto the, you know, the younger members of the team, like, for instance, Katie Ledecky, who's only 19.
Jonah Haskell. Thanks, Jonah. Joining us once again on the sunny side of sports is Andrew Palcheski, the Voice of America's social media reporter. Sporty Olympic greetings, Andrew.
Sporty Olympic greetings, Sonny. Good to be with you.
What's trending from Rio on this Thursday?
Well, we're talking about swimming, so let's start with the pool in the Aquatic Diving Center, specifically the pool water that is trending. People, very keen-eyed people watching the Olympics, noticed that the water seemed to change from this beautiful kind of azure blue color to kind of a green, gross,
algae
kind of color. And there was a lot of questions about, okay, what's going on with this? Well, yesterday there was quite a bit of rain in Rio. In fact, a lot of the tennis matches were canceled and other events were canceled because of wind and rain, especially out on the water. And it seems that the rain might have contributed to that, the rain coming down in the outdoor diving center, which is unusual to have it outdoors. The rain pouring down seems to have turned the water green. So Olympic officials have taken to social media and said, don't worry, we're going to correct the problem. I don't know, they're going to dump a bunch of chlorine in it or whatever. But it was something that social media noticed and said, maybe, you know, this is a remnant of the pollution or some kind of the, you know, all these things that we've been hearing about in the lead up to the Olympics, all the problems that they've been having, saying, is this another problem that they're having? But they're saying on social media they're going to get it taken care of quickly.
And we heard earlier in the show, Andrew, Luis Piazet said that the swimmers have been reassured that they can't, you know, contract any type of disease in that greenish water.
Yeah, that's what they're hoping anyway. So, I think it's, you know, the fact that they addressed it quickly and they tried to get it out the word to as many people as possible on social media, I think shows that they're taking it seriously and trying to get it sorted out.
Andrew, what else is trending in Rio?
Well, we have potentially a Rio love story, which I love. This is a great social media story. Simone Biles, of course, the American Olympian gymnastic team member who won the gold with the U.S. women's team and is competing in the individual event today. Apparently, she's a big fan of actor Zac Efron.
This
is something she's talked about in TV interviews and things, and said that, you know, he's her celebrity crush and whatnot. So back in July, Zac Efron actually tweeted at her and said, good luck in the Olympic trials. And she had this tweet and she said, oh my God, I'm freaking out. And, you know, I think she was more hyped and excited and freaking out more than she is in competition. She's very cool and confident in the competitions, but she was freaking out more about this. So that was back in July. Zac Efron again tweeting out this week after her routine, especially her floor routine in that competition, the team competition, and said that she's so phenomenal, a skill's named after her. Congrats on sticking the Biles and qualifying for the finals, Simone Biles. So she tweets back, says, thanks, Zac. I hope you can watch the team final tomorrow night. And he says, of course I'm watching. the hashtag Final Five dominate the floor, and he's got a picture where he's in front of the team, a photo of the team, and he's holding up a heart with his hands. So, you know, hopefully an Olympic love story that comes out of, you know between Simone Biles and Zac Efron tweeting back and forth. But it's always good to have a celebrity fan, especially if it's a celebrity crush. It's always nice to know they're a fan of your athletic achievements.
Andrew, USA goalkeeper Hope Solo has been trending during the Rio Games. And let me quickly run down the quarterfinal matches in both the men's and women's tournament. Ladies first. They play their quarterfinals on Friday. The USA will and Hope Solo will take on Sweden. Host Brazil will go up against Australia. Canada will face France. And China will take on Germany. And we switch over to the men's tournament. They play their quarterfinals on Saturday. Host Brazil will go up against Colombia in an all-South American matchup. South Korea against Honduras. A matchup I know our many listeners in Nigeria are eagerly awaiting. Nigeria will play Denmark, and in the last quarterfinal, Portugal will play Germany. So we've reached the last eight in both the men's and women's Olympic football tournaments. Andrew, what else is trending in Rio?
Well, as we're getting down to the last eight in football, we're getting down to the last eight and the last four in the tennis events. And as much hype as there's been about, you know, the marquee women's players for the U.S., Venus and Serena Williams, it's Madison Keys, who is into the semifinals in the women's tennis. So congratulations to her. There's a lot of high hopes for U.S. tennis between Madison Keys, Stevie Johnson into the quarters, who our producer Bill Werkinger just interviewed a couple weeks ago at the City Open. So, Bill, whatever you did, you gave him some good luck, and it's it's paid off well for him. And then Jack Sock in the doubles playing there, I think, into the quarterfinals. I believe he's playing with Brian Baker, or I don't know if he's playing with Stevie Johnson, but the men's U.S. men's team, not the Bryant brothers, they didn't go to Rio. It's another men's team that's into the doubles semifinals. So a lot of great things for American tennis. But the trending topic today on social media, Vamos Rafa. Rafael Nadal, after a number of injuries where he's had to pull out of tournaments. He actually has not played since, I believe, the French Open when he had to pull out. He is back in force, and he is into the quarterfinals. So a lot of Rafa fans around the world, not just for Spain, but around the world, A, glad to see that he's performing so well, and B, just glad to see he's healthy and back. So a lot of excitement for that as one of the marquee names at the Olympics.
And maybe a good sign for Rafa ahead of the U.S. Open at the end of August. And Madison Keys, getting back to her, Andrew, it's been a disappointing Olympics for the Williams sisters so far. Serena out in both singles and doubles, but maybe Madison Keys can maybe use the Olympics as a springboard towards the U.S. Open.
That's the hope for a lot of these players. I think, you know, win or lose, they're hoping to use it either as a springboard if they win, or if they've lost, maybe take some time off and regroup. I know that Novak Djokovic, after his shocking upset in the first round, losing to Juan Martín Del Potro, he's actually pulled out of some tournaments post-Olympics in order to get rested and well for the U.S. Open. So it's something that the athletes have to consider. Tennis is one of those sports where you're really playing all year round, and you really have to stay healthy all year round. So it's very tough, as opposed to maybe other sports where you have a world final or a nationals or something, and it's, you know, one time in the year that you have to do that, or a couple times in the year.
Anything else trending from Rio?
Yes. So finally, we'll close out with Fahad Al-Dehani, who wins a gold medal in shooting. It is the first ever gold medal for the Independent Olympic Athletes team. Now, Al-Dehani is from Kuwait. Kuwait is not able to compete in the Olympics because of sanctions, so he's competing under this Independent Olympic Athletes team that's been around for quite some time. In fact, a number of the former Soviet states competed under this independent team after the breakup of the Soviet Union. It's the first time they've ever won gold, and it's actually the first medal for them since 1992, so congratulations to him.
Congratulations indeed. Thank you, Andrew. Andrew Palchess, the Voice of America social media reporter. And we'll see you again on Friday, Andrew.
Sounds good.
And that wraps up the August 11th Olympic edition of the Sunny Side of Sports. Thanks to Voice of America producer Bill Werkinger. Thanks also to VOA engineer Mr. Chang. And thank you for tuning in. I'm VOA Sonny Young, and that's the Sunny Side of Sports.
Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
Hundreds of Muslims throughout France and Italy attended Catholic masses in a demonstration of solidarity with Christians following the brutal murder of Father Jacques Hamel by radical extremists. More than 100 Muslims gathered along with some 2,000 parishioners at the cathedral in Rouen, where 85-year-old Father Hamel had his throat slit. Archbishop of Rouen, Dominique Lebrun, thanked the Muslims who attended Mass, saying, "In this way, you are affirming that you reject death and violence in the name of God." Outside the church, a group of Muslims held up a banner that read, "Love for all, hate for none." In the southern city of Nice, where a radical extremist slaughtered 84 people when he mowed them down with a truck on July 14th, local imam Adaman Aissaoui led a delegation of Muslims to a Catholic mass. He said being united is a response to the act of horror and barbarism. In Italy, Muslim leaders also reached out to Christians as they attended mass at the St. Maria Church in Rome. Mohammed bin Mohammed, a member of the Union of Islamic Communities in Italy, said he called on Muslims in his Friday sermon to report anyone who may be intent on damaging society. "I am sure that there are those among the faithful who are ready to speak up." Ahmed al-Balazi, imam of the Bobarno Mosque in Lombard province of Brescia, also spoke out bravely against radical extremists. "These people are tainting our religion, and it is terrible to know that many people consider all Muslims terrorists. That is not the case. Religion is one thing," he said. "Another is the behavior of Muslims who don't represent us." Many Muslims are demonstrating that they will not allow radical extremist terrorists to hijack their faith. As U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry has said, "The terrorists may scream from the rooftops that their crimes are God's will, but you can't frame God for what thugs do. There isn't a sword sharp enough to destroy truth."
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
Hello, I'm Douglas Impoga. Join me for Reporters Roundtable every Thursday at 17:30 UTC. We'll take an in-depth look at an African news topic important to you. We'll have African journalists and expert guests share their ideas on the topic at hand. So please plan to be with us every Thursday at 17:30 UTC, right here on The Voice of America.
The U.S. presidential election takes place on November 8, 2016. VOA provides extensive coverage of this important political event. Who are the candidates, and what are the issues that will determine who the next president will be? Tune in around the clock for coverage of the U.S. presidential election right here on VOA.
Are you wandering around lost in a musical desert? Well, follow your ears to the fantastic, the one and only African music mix on The Voice of America. Bathe yourself in this musical oasis. From the north to the south and from the east to the west, the African music mix plays only the best.
Tune in at 200, 300, 1200, and 1500 UTC GMT. Every day, right here on VOA Africa.
VOA News.
When news breaks, VOA News is there. Around the clock, listen to VOA Newscast at the top of each hour, along with our detailed news programs and analysis.
We are online at voanews.com.
VOA, your trusted source of news and information.